occupational health and safety training have a beneficial effect on workers? This was one question we set out to answer in this review. Specifically, we wanted to see if training had positive effects in terms of improving workers' knowledge, attitudes, work practices, or health. We reviewed many studies of different types of training programs and assessed the quality of each relevant study. In the end, there were only 12 studies that were of high enough quality to include in our final evidence syntheses. The training addressed various hazards in different sectors. Many studies looked at ergonomics issues. Some focused on other types of injury hazards, while a few considered biological, physical, or chemical hazards. As a few examples, there were studies on office ergonomics, farm safety, and universal precautions among nurses. The types of trainings were also diverse. We classified them three ways. Some approaches were considered low engagement because workers were passive and did not interact as they learned. Low engagement training could include attending lectures, watching a video, or receiving an information booklet. The second type of training approach, the worker had some interaction. Examples would be guided group discussions or computer-based training with feedback. We call this medium engagement training. High engagement training actively involved workers as they learned through hands-on practice in a realistic setting, such as simulated safety exercises. As part of the review, we also wanted to see if higher engagement training would be more effective than lower engagement training. So what were the beneficial effects? The strongest body of evidence we found showed that workplace education and training programs had a positive impact on workers' health and safety work practices. We therefore recommend that workplaces continue to deliver OHS training to their workers. However, training on its own was not found in this review to have an impact on health by reducing injuries, illnesses, or symptoms. We do know from other reviews, however, that when training is combined with other approaches such as physical workstation adjustments, it can have a positive effect. After considering the evidence, we strongly suggest that efforts should first be made to eliminate a risk in the workplace. If that's not possible, training should be used only in combination with other approaches to address the risk. In our review, we did not find enough studies to make conclusions about the level of engagement, but there is evidence from another systematic review in favor of higher engagement training. With this in mind, we suggest that training should be designed to be as engaging as possible.